Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. I don't know if you've noticed, but over the past 10 years, colleges and universities have become more and more involved in teaching entrepreneurship. And our next guests say a focus on technology and innovation is the most recent trend in that category. Dr. Ehsan Jabarzadeh is an associate professor of chemical and biomedical engineering and director of entrepreneurship for the College of Engineering and Computing at USC in Columbia. Dr. Julie Iarossi is a clinical assistant professor in the management department at the Moore School of Business at USC, and both are co-directors of a National Science Foundation I-Corps site. Today, they are in our studio. Ehsan, Julie, welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for having us
Thank
today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Talk about entrepreneurship at USC, and in particular, involving the engineering departments.
The way this has started, it's actually not just engineering anymore. In the past, how have we responded to the needs of the workforce? We've created people in the business school, students in the business school, who are really good at business strategies. And we've created people in the science technology fields, the engineering school, who are really good at their technology fields. But what we have not done a good job at is combining those together. What we have learned from companies is they need individuals who are able to not only develop innovative solutions, but know how to bring those to market, know how to respond to customer needs. And so what we have been doing more and more, and Dr. Jabarzadeh and I have really spent the past year and a half, 2 years, working on ways where we're bringing together the skills of the business students and what we know in the business school with what engineers and scientists know, and bring those together. So we're actually creating graduates who have not only the strong technical skills that are needed to develop innovation, but also the know-how of how to bring it to market.
And all of this that you've learned and discovered has resulted in some new programs at USC.
Yes. One of them is a Master's in Technology Innovation and Entrepreneurial Engineering, which is a collaboration between the College of Engineering and Computing and Moore School of Business. And it covers concepts in ideation, intellectual property, prototyping, technology feasibility analysis, commercialization, and venture creation. And we have worked to have the schedule in the late evening such that people who are working could still come and engaged in the program. The second program that recently was funded by the National Science Foundation is an Innovation Corps site, which is the only one currently in the state of South Carolina.
And this is what I refer to as an I-Corps site.
Correct. This allows students, faculty, and alumni who have a business idea or technology idea and are interested in jumpstart them as a new company, as a new startup, to come and validate if the customers need that type of technology, if there is a pain that they can solve, and it's a viable, scalable business.
This essentially is basically a one-month-long boot camp that we're putting these companies through. They'll have mentors, there's classroom, and then there's out-of-classroom work. At the end, we want to try and figure out, is there commercial potential here?
And what is the application process for this particular program?
They can apply online, and then they receive a seed funding. And then the advantage is that they're going to be eligible to apply for subsequent seed funding from the National Science Foundation. So this is basically an entry-level point for people to test their idea. And then we will introduce them to NSF to get $50,000 after this seed funding of $3,000. Upon completing the national program at this NSF site, then they will be eligible to apply for subsequent funding through SBIR grants, through other mechanisms that National Science Foundation has put together to support startups.
And it sounds like $3,000, like it's a small amount, but what some of these founders have indicated they would like to do is use that money to present at conferences, to exhibit at conferences, to travel, to meet with potential customers that could be interested. So it helps defray some of those early costs to help them figure out, again, is this a commercially viable idea?
And how many applicants can you take at one time?
So annually, we can support up to 30 teams. We are trying to expand this with the help of the entrepreneurial community and the USC administration.
Well, Asan and Julie, thank you so much for stopping by our studio today.
Thank you so much, Mike. We appreciate it.
Dr. Asan Jabarzadeh and Dr. Julie Iarassi are both with the University of South Carolina. They are co-directors of the National Science Foundation Innovation Core site at USC. You can learn more at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.